Wake up, America! It is time to talk about energy drinks on this next episode of Digest This.
Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got the beautiful Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. You need to be watching YouTube. We're so excited that you have joined us. We are grateful that you take the time to listen to us. If you're a regular listener, if you're a first-time listener, welcome. We hope that you will enjoy this, and please go and check out our library of podcasts. Over 350 of them. I mean, I'm guessing we must be getting close to 400 because I continue to say over 350.
Exactly.
So, but yeah, we're grateful. We know that everyone has crazy, busy, hectic schedules. And so the fact that you are on this podcast listening to us means a lot to us.
I had a patient call to place an order this week, and she's like, "Oh, I recognize your voice from the podcast."
That's awesome.
Oh, that's so cool.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So, wake up, America.
Wake up, America.
That's right.
Wake up, America.
Wake up. So, what about energy drinks? I mean, what's the hype about energy drinks?
Well, I want to talk about Wake Up America first.
Oh, yes. Okay. Let's talk about Wake Up America.
So, Dr. Cruz and I had this idea to talk about topics that are just like really bothering us here, the stuff that we hear all the time that's happening specifically here in America, that we want to make sure we bring light to, because I don't know if people realize how bad some of this stuff is that's on the market right now. You know, and actually did a consult with a patient today and was explaining to him how, you know, the FDA is not looking out for us right now with regard to the food and drink that's being provided to our country. And so we really do have to take responsibility on ourselves to watch what we're putting in our body, because a lot of people think, oh, if it's on the store shelf, that it's safe for me to be eating and drinking. And there's a lot of things where that's not the case. And so this kind of came up, this whole idea of Wake Up America series, to talk about some of these things that are out there that really people need to know about so that they can maybe make some better choices for themselves and their family. So the first one we wanted to do, probably the biggest thing I think that bothers you and I, is the energy drinks specifically. So we wanted to highlight that as the first one.
Yes, energy drinks. One of the highest consumption of beverages here. You know, you've got sodas, you've got fancy coffees, you've got energy drinks.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think one of the biggest things for us, especially because we have young teenagers in our household, we have a big concern because it's such a big thing. It's so popular in the schools. Kids are drinking these energy drinks like nothing. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, it's just their form of hydration. And I don't know, do you get a lot of, when you do your consults, your nutritional consults, do you get a lot of people that are drinking energy drinks?
A lot of people drinking energy drinks, yeah. And I challenge them, like, especially people who are now starting to have digestive issues, even like 20, 21-year-olds who, oh, I'm having issues and I can't figure out what's wrong, but I'm drinking 4 energy drinks a day. And I challenge them to stop, and they're like, oh, that's not it. And I'm like, you need to stop. Like, I dare you to stop and see how you feel, you know? And then they call me 2 weeks later, oh my gosh, you know, my boyfriend and I stopped and all of our issues are gone. Like, it just continues to happen over and over again, but people just don't get it. They don't understand how bad these things are for you. So we just wanted to talk about, you know, what is an energy drink? There's so many of them out there now.
There are.
You know, it started with Monster, I don't know how many years ago, and now there's so many, I can't even count them. You know, the most common ones. But I don't know. It's just important to talk about.
Well, the first time I really, really became aware of the energy drinks actually was the Monster. And it was actually at a party. and some of our friends bringing monster drinks and vodka.
Mm-hmm. Or Red Bull.
And vodka. Red Bull, Red Bull.
That was the other thing, too, is Red Bull.
Red Bull, that's the one. Actually, it was Red Bull, yeah.
Yeah.
And so that, I mean, what are energy drinks? Right. I mean, well, as the term states, energy, they're supposed to energize you. All right, they're supposed to energize you. They've with herbal extracts, with caffeine. But these energy drinks have a variety of different things.
Right. Well, there's a lot of chemicals. There's a lot of sugar, and there's mm-hmm. a lot of artificial sugar in these drinks. There's a lot of preservatives. There's a lot of natural and artificial sweeteners in these drinks. A lot of taurine can be found in these drinks. But the thing is that, you know, they're supposed to be associated with mental alertness and performance stimulation mm-hmm. and things like that. But there's literally no scientific evidence that these drinks do that. And I think that because we typically live in a society today that's we're all tired, we have no energy, you know, we're all trying to get through the day, right? Mainly because we're eating the standard American diet, we're not drinking enough water, that we all hear the marketing says, drink these drinks and they'll help that. You know, we think, okay, I'm going to go get this drink and it's going to help me, you know, get through the rest of my day. And mm-hmm. and then some people get addicted to them, right? And they're drinking multiple of these drinks every day. But there's a lot of health consequences to drinking these drinks. I mean, not just for a child, but for an adult.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of health risks. And I think if adults knew the health risks, we would be thinking twice about allowing our kids to drink these drinks, especially, again, starting them at such a young age, drinking these drinks, that they're just going to get sick sooner, right, as adults. And so that's the scary part.
Well, it's a very, I mean, some of these have a mix of herbal extracts. You know, like we already said, there's sugar, there's artificial sugar, there's flavorings, natural flavorings, which is basically just code for chemicals, mm-hmm. okay? Anytime you see natural flavorings, that's just basically a chemical that's going to give that particular beverage or food flavoring, mm-hmm. okay? Caffeine, the content of the caffeine, it's actually pretty scary.
And the amount of caffeine.
Right. The amount of caffeine. Yeah. I mean, I was looking and just Googling up energy drinks, and I found a drink that had up to 300 milligrams of caffeine. Okay. Now you found.
On average, it's about 160 milligrams in a can.
I mean, if I'm not mistaken, I may be wrong. I wish I could. I had my phone to look it up right now. But if I'm not mistaken, I think coffee has about 40.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I could be wrong. Don't quote me on that. But just imagine these energy drinks, one can having, you know, 160 milligrams. I mean, assuming a cup of coffee has 40, that's four times the amount.
Coffees,
okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, and don't forget that caffeine acts as a diuretic. Okay. So you are absolutely not hydrating yourself. Mm-hmm. The same with coffee. I mean, mm-hmm. you're not hydrating yourself with coffee. You know, I have patients who through the years have said, well, yeah, I drink, you know, a pot of coffee and then have a couple sodas. When I ask him, you know, are you drinking water? And then maybe I'll have a bottle of water. You are dehydrating your body when you're drinking anything that's caffeinated, okay? Much less then you throw in the chemicals, the sugar, the other things that are in that. I mean, it's a recipe, in our opinion, for dangerous disaster.
Not just in our opinion. There's like research behind
absolutely
how bad these drinks are.
Didn't you find a study where it showed that there had been over 20,000?
Yeah, emergency room visits. This was in 2011. Like I was trying to do research on like recent research, but this is back in 2011. Like I don't even know what year energy drinks came out. Okay, but this study was like more than 10 years old. And at that time, 20,000 emergency room visits because of energy drinks. So imagine now today with how many different energy drinks. I mean, I just pulled a list online. There was Red Bull, Monster, NOS, Amp, Bang, Celsius, 5-Hour Energy, Rockstar, Full Throttle, C4, Zions, Venom, Adrenaline Shock, 28 Black, G Fuel. That's like, what is that? 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. That's like 16 or 17 energy drinks right there. And actually, when I was at Target recently, I saw ones that I'd never even heard of before. It's like, because there's so much money being made by these energy drinks, there's just companies coming out from everywhere making energy drinks because they know people are buying them. They know that they make money. And it's like a whole market, right? Yeah. So imagine how many people are in the emergency room now because of energy drinks.
I mean, well, especially, you know, those that have herbal extract. I mean, you know, more and more the population is becoming more aware of the health benefits of certain herbs, you know, herbal type of concoctions. You know, there's herbal teas, you name it. You can buy almost any herb in a capsule form at the store. But especially those energy drinks that have herbal
and marketed
extracts,
like that.
And they get marketed at that. I mean, it's even more attractive to the population. We actually didn't personally know this person, but heard about a young teenager who was in high school in one of our local high schools, who had gone to Rocky Point. Actually, they were a friend of a friend of ours that we had, who ended up dying. They were out on the beach drinking energy drinks, and probably the combination of you know, the high caffeine, the dehydration, supposedly the cause was an arrhythmia. Okay, and that's only, you know, that one case. I mean, who knows how many cases there are out there. I mean, look, you know, the goal here is not to sit and I mean, it's to point out that there are great dangers and concerns with these beverages. Okay, and there are alternatives to these that are so much more healthier, okay, that are not going to kill you, okay? For example, water.
I know, everyone doesn't like to hear that, but I just wanted to talk about, like, what some of the health effects are of drinking energy drinks, right? So the number one is increase blood pressure.
Right.
Increase your risk for heart arrhythmias, which, again, happened to that girl, which is why she died. They impact your sleep. They cause weight gain, just like soda, because there's so much sugar, artificial sugar. They cause tooth decay, right? Again, imagine all that stuff hitting the enamel of the teeth.
Right.
They contribute to mental health problems. Now, I want to stop there, okay? We live right now in this country, there is so many mental health issues, especially with our children, okay? Mm-hmm. And the more that we can do to help these kids come out of that or deal with that, the better. And if one of the things is getting them to stop drinking energy drinks to help their mental health, let's do it. Okay.
Absolutely.
Because that is one of the concerns with drinking too many energy drinks is mental health issues. Obviously also increased diabetes, which also is soda in general. Again, this is just more of a sugar.
And even the tooth enamel, all that, sodas.
Soda, right. Yeah. And then also increase damage to the kidneys. Again, just because the body has to process all that, all those chemicals, all that caffeine that we're putting in. So, you know, excessive or regular consumption of these energy drinks can lead to the heart arrhythmias, headaches, high blood pressure, anxiety. There's just so many things that are, you know, that are in that you can research with regard to the side effects of drinking these drinks. And there's very little research out there proving the benefits of these drinks. And I think that's the scary part. Like, it's just, there's a lot of people out there talking about, oh, they're supposed to do this for you, and oh, it's supposed to do that for you, but there's no scientific research behind what they are doing for people. So just want to make sure that people are aware of the dangers of these drinks, and you know, they're to help them make better choices for themselves and their children.
That's right. And even though our focus on this isn't about sodas, but even sodas, okay. Like, it honestly breaks my heart. Like, when I take one of my kids to, you know, gymnastics, and there's a vending machine there, and you see these little kids going to the machine and getting a Mountain Dew or a soda. I mean, it's just like, you know, so look, you know, it's, I mean, some people know, a lot of people don't know. Mm-hmm. Okay. They don't know. They truly don't know. I've had people like ask me questions about, you know, the beverages, the sodas, the energy drinks that I would think, oh my goodness, I thought most people knew this, but they don't. Mm-hmm. They don't. So we feel it's our responsibility just to try to educate and help you to be aware. Okay, that's the biggest thing, is making you aware.
Yeah. And if there's a topic that you want us to address during this series of Wake Up America, please let us know.
Yes.
Send us an email, support@drlizcruz.com. You can also reply to the videos, you know, give us ideas for what other topics you want us to research and talk about. We would love to do that.
All right. Well, we are so grateful again that you joined us. If you would like to connect with us, if you want more information on this topic, or you just, you know, want to do a wellness consult, by all means, go to our website, drlizcruz.com. There's a magenta colored button on the homepage. Click it and schedule a free 30-minute wellness consult. And you can do that from anywhere because it's done over the phone. If you have not rated our show, please give us a rating, and please give us a 5 because it'll help other people just like you to find us. And lastly, if you haven't subscribed, please subscribe so that you don't ever miss an episode of Digest This. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.